afternoon to all for being here on this beautiful Saturday. It's weather forecast for tomorrow is not as good, so I hope everybody's able to enjoy this wonderful Saturday that we're having on the go right now. It's all in all been a fairly quiet night, which is wonderful to report on. And again, thank you very much for everybody for participating in this call, everybody that's out there every single day dealing with this. And we do have the Porcupine Health Unit on the line. So, Chantel, over to you.
Thank you, Mary Perry. So today we are reporting that we have a total of 1,025 tests completed. 323 of those are under investigation, which means they're pending. We now have 30 resolved cases, and we still have the two deaths linked to COVID. There have been no new positive cases in the PHU area in the last 24 hours. So our current number of confirmed positive cases is now 49. If you want more information about our testing and our cases, you can visit our website. Our medical officer of health urges everyone to continue to work together to stop the spread of COVID-19. It is beautiful outside today. The sun is shining. People are itching to go out and resume probably some of their regular activities, but we do still need for people to stay at home as much as possible, as well as avoid traveling between our communities. If you need to go out, go out just for your necessary errands, such as your groceries and your medication. And while you are out, please try to maintain that physical distancing and not to visit with loved ones. Going out for a walk again is okay, as long as you're doing it either by yourself or with a member of your household. Our assessment center in Timmins is open 7 days a week to do the testing of our community members. As you know, anyone with mild symptoms are encouraged to complete the self-assessment tool on the ministry's website. It has been updated to reflect the broadening or the additional symptoms of COVID. So if you haven't, it was updated on April 16th. If you completed the assessment tool prior to April 16th and you do have symptoms, we do encourage you to repeat the self-assessment tool. It will provide you with further direction as what you should do for your next steps. But please, if you have any concerns, you can call the information line. We are open today from 11 to 3 and open on Sunday as well from 11 to 3. We will be having new COVID hours starting on Monday during the day. So Monday to Friday, our hours will now be from 9 to 5, but we'll continue on the weekend. If there are changes in the hours on the weekend, we will let you know through our website or through our Facebook pages. So again, please keep physically distanced, but socially close. Do check in on your frail neighbors, your elderly parents, friends who may be self-isolating, just to make sure that they're doing okay and they don't need any extra support. If you are writing some errands for family members or for friends, please try and incorporate those into your own errands so that you're not visiting the stores too often. We thank everybody again for practicing that physical distancing and following the recommendations that public health has put in place to protect our community members. So please stay home if you're feeling ill. Wash your hands often. Stay home, stay well, stay kind. And please, we're all in this together, so keep doing what you're doing.
All right, thanks, Chantel. And we'll see if there's any media questions directly to the Porcupine Health Unit.
Yes, it's Sergio from CTV here.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm wondering if I would be able to ask you about the two confirmed cases at some local retirement homes, namely St. Mary's and the Spruce Hill Lodge. Is there any indication as to whether those two cases or like the cases at those two places are connected?
No, so through our investigation, we've been able to determine that there is no connection between the outbreak at St. Mary's Gardens or and Spruce Hill Lodge. And just as a good news, Extendicare has been able to declare their outbreak as over.
Great. Well, if I can follow up, the reason I asked that is because I've like received some concerns from viewers about the potential for for COVID-19 to spread from, say, support workers or workers that would go in between different like retirement homes. Is that a concern of the health unit?
The Ministry of Health actually put in an order just the other day stating that healthcare workers were no longer going to be allowed to work at more than one facility at a time. The facilities do have until April 22nd to organize their staff and coordinate schedules so that they do have the care in place for their residents. But that will no longer be allowed, and I think it's a good public health measure to be able to decrease the risk of spreading COVID from one facility to another.
Okay, and so would that be the decision on part of the individual institution, or would the worker have to decide which place they would prefer to work at, I suppose?
I'm not sure what the process is for that. Healthcare workers will only be allowed to work at one facility, as I said, but I'm not sure if it's up to the healthcare worker or to the facility to determine which facility that person will work at.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions for Chantal? No? Okay, so then we'll go to the Timmins and District Hospital. I'm not sure if Kaylee's joining us today. All right, then we'll move right along to the Cochrane DSAP. Brian Marks, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks. Good afternoon. No updates from EMS department today. Food security, at First Baptist Church last night, 95 hot takeout meals were served along with a bag of emergency groceries per person. On the homeless front, no change to the numbers and no additional updates. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Are there any media questions for Brian or for the mayor? Okay. Hearing none, then we'll ask Mayor Perry to wrap us up this morning.
Once again, thank you very much for everybody being on the call. Obviously, with, if I heard correctly, 300 plus cases pending, the next few days will be very, very important to us in understanding just exactly how well we're doing in managing this this crisis. However, it is very nice to report a quiet day, and it was quiet in the city as well. As you know, I talked to the police chief every single morning, and there were zero calls last night in relation to COVID-19 infractions. So once again, thank you very much to every citizen of Timmins for participating fully and making this the safest community we possibly can. Again, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Peary, and thank you to the members of the media for joining us this morning.